On Heaven. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, for the former things are passed away. Apocalypse 21:4. The following is from French Jesuit Jean Croisset. I believe, O my God, that if I serve you faithfully in this life, I shall be eternally happy after my death, and that you will bid me enter into the place of your glory, where there will be all that I can wish for, and where there will be nothing to fear, where there will be good without evil, pleasure without pain, glory without confusion, peace without war, joy without sadness, repose without trouble, and life everlasting. I hope that in heaven I shall see you, that I shall love you, that I shall possess you, that I shall rejoice with you, that I shall see you the first cause, that I shall love essential beauty, that I shall possess sovereign goodness, that I shall enjoy a happy eternity. I believe that in you, O God, I shall see all that is beautiful, that I shall love all that is good, that I shall possess all that is rich, that I shall taste all that is sweet, and shall hear all that is melodious. Alas, that we should give ourselves so much trouble in amassing riches and property, that we should torment our mind and body in the success or non-success of our plans, that we should pass anxious days and sleepless nights in trying to escape from a possible or probable anticipated misfortune. Why such useless troubles and fears? Had you worked to gain heaven, every moment of pain would produce an additional luster to your crown of glory. But because you work for this world, you labor incessantly and gain nothing. You sow in the wind and reap only the tempest. All that you have done, all that you have suffered, will be of no avail. All your ridiculous projects will end in smoke. All your works are dead, and with them you will die. The following is from French Jesuit François Nepveu. Paradise, what is it? It is the most wonderful invention of the wisdom of God, the masterpiece of his mighty power, the boundary of his liberality and magnificence, the worthy cost of the precious blood of God, a boon so grand that God, all-powerful as he is, could give us nothing better than himself. For it is he himself who is given to the blessed in heaven, and can he give anything better than himself? To obtain this happiness, he only asks us for a little restraint on our passions, a sigh or tear from a contrite and humble heart, a drop of water given for his sake. Is this too much? If we refuse so small a tribute, do we not deserve to be deprived of the reward forevermore? Paradise is an immense boon, since it is the final touch of the magnificence of God. God manifests his riches, his liberality, in all other gifts, but it is only in heaven, says the prophet, where he appears to be magnificent. The earth, the sea, the sky, the stars, and all the wondrous and visible works of the Lord manifest his power and majesty, but in paradise alone his wondrous magnificence is to be seen. Every blessing that God bestows upon his creatures here below are but as globules dropping from that torrent of joy which will inundate the souls of his elect. Sometimes God, in his mercy, allows his servants to feel a foretaste of delight, and he does it to make them understand that if so much sweetness be granted to them while here on earth, what an ocean of joy is prepared for them in paradise. Woe to us if we prefer this, our exile, to our own true home. We shall indeed deserve to be ever unhappy if we are so blind as to love the world. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. We take a pleasure in listening to old experienced travelers who can tell us of the exact distance, situation, extent, and peculiarities of cities they have visited. But to the traveler who is on his road to heaven, we do not go out of our way to inquire how far we are removed from our eternal home. If we willfully neglect to seek the road that leads to God, we shall find that we are as far off as earth is to heaven. But if we sincerely try to reach that blessed city, we shall soon find ourselves at its gate. That swerving from the right path does not depend upon the distance, but on the length of our life's journey.